Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel. There was an announcement the other day that the United Kingdom is rejoining the Erasmus program as of 2027. So the Erasmus program, if you don't know, has been going for decades, and it's linking various European universities, allowing people to do a year abroad or a term abroad in another university. It's part of the scheme, but some universities not part of it. Oxford University, for instance, does not participate in Erasmus, named after the 16th century Catholic priest who was a critic of the church he was part of, never crossed the Tiber and so on, a renowned philosopher from Rotterdam. All right, so when Brexit came, the United Kingdom left Erasmus. So from now on, people will be able to study in universities in European countries for a term or a year or something without paying any additional fees. Likewise, students from European Union universities can come here. I don't think it depends on citizenship. If you're an Indian student who happens to be studying in Sweden, you could come to the United Kingdom. If you're maybe a Chinese student who was studying in Northern Ireland, you'd be able to go and study in Poland for a semester or whatever it is. Okay, now the United Kingdom is going to pay £570 million a year towards this, so the individual student won't be paying anything additional. So, all right, this is so. Is this a Labour trying to stealthily bring the United Kingdom back into the European Union? But wait a second, the UK's got this benefit of the Erasmus programme whilst being outside the European Union. You don't need to be in the EU to participate in it. Likewise, the European Space Agency. That is not an EU program. That's a common misconception. One does not need to be an EU member state to take part in it. And so, well, likewise, Schengen. Not all EU member states are in the Schengen agreement. The United Kingdom wasn't in Schengen just when it was in the European Union. Some states are in the Schengen agreement, which are not in the European Union, because Schengen's a village in Luxembourg. It was signed about really a common travel area, about sort of a single visa for all these countries and so forth. Okay. So that's it. I mean, it's good that people get to study abroad and so on, but you could do that anyway. British students of any nationality, you can study in any country in the world you want to, but you might have to pay more. Okay, you might have to get some special visa or something. Well, so what? Earn the money and pay the visa. All right. And oh, it'll help us improve our language skills. Actually, in such an Anglophone world, foreign languages are less important than ever, which is a pity for me because I would be advantaged if it mattered. But despite not being part of Erasmus, British students were still studying abroad, as part of their degrees, going to Kazakhstan or whatever to improve their Russian, going to the USA or Mexico or China or wherever. So that's it. Then there was a Turing scheme, as in named in honor of Alan Turing, the code breaker who committed suicide in the 1950s when his homosexuality was going to be exposed. An Irishman, hurrah! But anyway, the Turing Scholarship, that was a similar thing, but it's aimed at those from low-income backgrounds and so on. So Erasmus has got bigger, and people say the UK is having to pay in too much, paying three times it was before. So I'm not against it in principle. I wonder if the UK was ripped off. It was just being charged over the odds. But David Lammy and Sir has come out and said, yeah, the United Kingdom should rejoin the European Union. The Liberal Democrats have been open that is their long-term ambition. They don't think it's feasible in the short term. Should there be a second referendum? I remember meeting Lord Reynard, a Liberal Democrat peer, and he said, rejoin the European Union, then never have a referendum again. Wow. The Lib Dems used to love referenda because they always lost elections. They were the first mainstream party to demand a referendum on EU membership. Be careful what you wish for. You may get it. But now that they've lost, all of a sudden referenda don't count and want to go back in, just like the United Kingdom acceded to the European Union in 1992. Ratifying Maastricht without a referendum. I mean, I'm generally in favour of referenda. We have them in the Republic of Ireland all the time, and it doesn't undermine democracy. It doesn't delegitimise the Oireachtas. That's our main legislature. What do you think about Erasmus? I mean, I did an exchange programme at the National Uni of Singapore, and obviously that's nothing to do with Erasmus. So you don't need to be part of Erasmus to benefit from this kind of thing. And you can study informally in other places, but not through university as such. Some summer school or an institution, or just completely informally, just with friends or other academics, or pay for private lessons, even though they need a qualification. Nothing stops you traveling and learning languages. You don't actually need to travel to learn the language, learn it anywhere through Duolingo and things like that. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.